Hey, slashers and scream queens, and welcome to the Horror Daddies podcast.
A podcast where we talk about horror movies.
And the daddies and them.
I'm your film daddy, John.
And I'm your horror daddy, Carlos.
And I'm sorry, Carlos. What the fuck was this?
Okay.
I'm going to just start it off like that.
Okay, so this was a movie that I've seen before, obviously, because it's very my type. And I decided to do it for a fun final episode before we go on leave for 2 weeks. And this is just pretty much Jaws, but horny. So, yeah. So, yeah, that's why I picked it. And obviously, we're coming towards the end of March. It is coming towards the end of all spring breaks from all over the country, whatever. So I was like, why not Piranha?
I was genuinely surprised with how entertaining and, like, technically good it is.
Right? Okay. So, like, this is a remake.
Is that an original? That's what I assumed.
Yeah. It's a remake. I know Joe Dante did the original, I believe, and then the remake was done by James Cameron, or not the sequel, was done by James Cameron, if I'm not mistaken. This is a remake, which it was in 3D. You can tell in some parts.
Yeah.
The CGI is not the greatest.
No, that movie opens.
It's pretty bad.
It opens with the worst CGI I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I will give it that. But I will say the body gore is really good, though.
It's impressive. There are so many things here that I was like, I genuinely had to stop and be like, I need to watch that again. That was so good. Like,
yeah.
I was impressed with how, like, it's such a stupid movie, obviously. Like,
wait
it's
till
so
you see
dumb.
The sequel.
Oh, I can't
Piranha,
wait.
Piranha Double D.
three Double D.
Yeah, and they, like, I feel like in this one, they're like, you know what? We did kind of make a stupid fun movie. Let's take it up even more. And it gets even dumber in the next one.
Like, I'm excited because I was expecting a dumb movie. Like, I was like, yeah, Piranha 3D. I think this is like a comedy one. So I wasn't really going into it with like being serious. But then like there was like things that like really impressed me. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. This is so confusing.
Yeah. And you can see like the homages to Jaws and how close to Jaws it is. Which, okay, so like the director of this movie was Alexandre Aja.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember him?
So I think he directed. Don't look it up. Don't look it up.
No. Try to guess. It's a movie we've done.
I think I've heard. Okay, that we've done. I don't know, but I think I've heard that he did the Hills Have Eyes. Remake.
Yeah. So he's done the Hills Have Eyes remake. He did Crawl with the alligators.
Oh, he did do Crawl.
Yeah, and oh my god, I wrote it down. What was the other movie he did?
I can look it up if you need to.
High Tension.
Really?
Yeah.
Those are under his interesting belt.
And then the writers, Peter Goldfinger and Josh Stolberg, they wrote Jigsaw and Spiral, and they did the screenplay for Sorority Row, which I know you haven't seen Sorority Row, but I love Sorority Row.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, so, and then this movie had a budget of $24 million. It only grossed $83.1 million, so it did make its budget back. It did make money, so obviously they made a sequel. But it's funny because this guy, if you look at his work, Alejandro, he did two remakes already
under his belt.
And I think there was another one, Maris is the third remake he did, which I heard is not good. And I think Maris is an adaptation from a Japanese original.
Mirrors. Mm-hmm. He also directed the movie Horns with Daniel Radcliffe. It's actually pretty entertaining. I really enjoyed it. So if you ever have the time to watch it.
Eli Roth does make a cameo in this movie. He is the wet t-shirt contest guy.
I was like, is that Eli Roth? And like, I looked it up. Yeah. I was like, oh, yep, that he is.
And then go through the cast list because I have some fun facts about some of the cast.
Yeah. So we have Elizabeth Shue as Julie Forrester, who
from the boys,
Karate Kid. Like I was like thrown off by it. Also a baddie, Jerry O'Connell as Derek. Obviously, like
plays Derek twice.
He just spelled his name differently.
No, I like to think that when he died, this is his heaven.
That's what I was saying throughout the movie. I was like, he just became a porn star producer in fucking heaven.
Do you know who he's loosely based on?
Isn't he like the Girls Gone Wild guy? Yeah, that's what I thought. Because I was like, the commercials and everything.
Yeah, that guy got super mad about this and wrote a letter. And then Jerry O'Connell was like, yeah, my character is based on him. Oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to say it like that because of the lawyers. My character is loosely based on this guy.
Oh, that's funny.
So it wouldn't be, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, dude, this guy is so crazy. Dude.
Yeah, he's pretty problematic.
Then we have Richard Dreyfuss, I hope I'm saying that right, as Matt Boyd.
Do you know who he is?
I have no clue. Unless
it's another movie we've done. So he plays another Matt in a 1975 creature feature named Jaws.
Hooper, that's Matt.
Which in the beginning of the movie, the guy in the boat is dressed just like Matt Hooper because it is him playing his recreating his old character.
Oh, that's cool.
I like to think that he lived on, changed his name, and he's still Matt.
And then he's came to this
town, and then he died here on a boat. Yeah. The ironicity.
Then we got Ving Rhames as Deputy Fallon. Christopher Lloyd as fucking Carl Goodman. Obviously, Back to the Future and many stuff. Eli Roth, Stephen R. McQueen as Jake Forrester, Jessica Zor as Kelly, Deli Brooks as Danny, Riley Steele as Crystal, and I guess the other two other characters are Adam Scott, which threw me the fuck off, as Novak. And then we have Paul Scheer as Andrew, which those are our main characters pretty much.
So, and then the massacre scene, which is probably the greatest thing ever. So that scene, they took 9 days to shoot.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of fucking work. I feel like the budget went straight just for that.
Yeah. They had 1,112 boats.
Whole
thing. And apparently they were using 75,000 gallons of blood every single day just for that scene.
That's pretty awesome, actually. Mm-hmm. And I do think a lot of the scenes in, like, Spring Break, I think those were legit scenes. Because a lot of them,
so
they were, like, reacting to the camera. And I was like,
Of them did use actual Spring Breakers. And then makes sense. Some, you know, were actors. So that's kind of fun. And then this was shot in Lake Havasu, Arizona. So Lake Victoria is not a real lake.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. It was still in Arizona, though.
I did read that, I think it was Jerry O'Connell. I think it was him that said that he hated filming this because, like, how hot and miserable the weather was.
It looked hot and miserable. Yeah, this is why I'm not a water person.
No. It's just that whole thing. You're just sitting there, too. Like, if you're in the middle of the ocean, you're just there, sitting there. Oh, I think it was Adam Scott, actually, because he's the one that's, like, mostly outside.
And he has a lot of clothes on.
Yeah. He said it was so bad to film.
Yeah. And I will rephrase my statement. It's not that I don't like water because I will shower 5 times a day. I don't like getting in lakes or beaches.
Did you say five times a day?
I can if I want to.
That's
true. But I don't. But I just don't do lakes or boats or beaches.
I'm sorry, but it's so fucked up. The underwater, like this behind us. That's fucked up, bro. Like, what in the fuck, bro?
You know, I'm surprised you chose that background because I could see, like, a great white just slowly.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. But, like, this movie really made me realize how scared of the underwater I am. Not just sharks, the underwater. Because it's, you don't see anything.
Nope.
And it's, you know what's fucked up, too? I know these piranhas are, like, dinosaur piranhas or whatever. But there's a god, right? He made just motherfucking fish that could just eat people. Like, what was the plan?
First of all, they're prehistoric. Second, it doesn't make sense how they survived down there. They came up with the excuse that they were just eating each other. But I'm like, how fast are y'all reproducing? I guess it makes sense because, spoiler, they're not the adults, they're the babies.
No, they're the babies. So and I'm we see them.
I'm assuming that the babies just ate all the adults to survive this 2 million years, apparently. But yeah.
But then obviously, with the ending, we do see that there's still the adults left.
Yeah, which that was banned. Was it banned? There was a TV spot that I guess got banned because it showed that, and that's literally the ending of the movie.
Oh, so the piranhas, that sucks.
So it's kind of false advertisement because they're not even that big throughout the movie.
Oh, damn.
It's just that one shot. And I think in the sequel, they even forget about that. They start all over, and it's at a water park.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I know this movie didn't get anything taken out of it. All the violence, they were like, nope. You're good to go.
I'm like, wow, MPAA, for once.
Yeah.
This one time.
You know how many Jason kills we would have gotten, and if it wasn't for the MPAA? Like,
right. Right.
So
but
crazy.
This movie said, oh, there's titties, it's okay,
let's go.
Yeah, a lot of it too,
dude. Oh, dude, I have a funny moment in this movie that it was so fucking funny. Before we start the episode, I do want to mention we're gonna go on a 2-week hiatus, but we're gonna go to MegaCon. So if you're in Orlando, you go to MegaCon Sunday, we're gonna be there. So say hi to us over there.
I'm going to be meeting my future husband. He doesn't know it yet, but he will on Sunday.
And I'm going to beat my imaginary dad. Look,
I finished it. Look. I guess he could be my dad or my husband, whatever he decides.
Look at that.
Oh, that's so good.
So
is that what you're going to give to him?
I'm going to try and give it to him. I don't know if they can accept gifts, but I'll be like, hey, here you go. That's for you.
A lot of them do.
Okay, cool. That's what I thought.
I know a lot of them do.
Mm-hmm. So Sam Raimi's gonna go. I'm gonna give him a drawing. Also, I'm gonna give him a business card. Just, you know, maybe he'll be a part of the. You know, you never know.
Honestly.
Shit, that would be so sick. Oh my, I would be so nervous. I'd be so scared. But I'll be cosplaying over there. It's gonna be a miserable experience, but it's gonna be fun. I feel like we're gonna have a lot of fun.
I won't be cosplaying, but just look for me, the green hair.
Hell yeah, baby.
And I'm not going to be the Joker, so no.
So you want to get straight into the movie?
Yeah. So this movie opens on Richard Dreyfuss, who plays the character of Matt Boyd, who also played Matt Hooper in Jaws. He's fishing and drinking. He ends up, seems like he catches something, so he lets go of the beer bottle. And I guess when the beer bottle hit the ground, it caused the earthquake, opening the ridge to this underwater lake, which caused a whirlpool, him to fall in and him to get fucking eaten to pieces
With, by these honestly, piranhas. The worst CGI I've seen.
No, I was like, wow, this CGI is pretty bad. Yeah.
But I do feel like they used the budget specifically for the practical effects, and I am kind of glad they did that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're so worth it. So it's like, you have to just get over that. Like, just, you're going to see bad CGI. Get over it. You're fine.
Yeah. But I feel like you can, there's certain movies where, like, the CGI ruins it, but then there's a movie like this where, like, it has a good balance, so ruin it for me.
It's also comedic as well, so you kind of get to forgive it. Because I forgave it. I was laughing because it was like, oh my god, that CGI is so... Like, when the whirlpool started happening, I was like, that looks horrible.
But it's not like Sharknado bad where you're just getting pissed off.
Yeah, and no.
Yeah, or like those sci-fi movies bad where you're just like, y'all taking this too serious, and then the CGI on top of that is super bad.
Yeah, it's literally on purpose, or like at least the comedic tone is on purpose. The CGI, I think, is the best they could do, to be honest.
Right, right.
But it adds to it. I feel like it really does add to it. But the bottle was enough to just wake up these motherfucking dinosaurs.
You know, with all the trash I saw down there, because I saw chairs and all this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it was this. I don't, or maybe it would just happen in coincidence. It's a coincidence that it just happened.
It was like that one thing.
Right. But anyway, continue. We get our title card. We get established that it's Lake Victoria. We're on spring break. We have a spring breaker getting arrested. This is where we meet Julie Forrester. She's arresting this one guy. Then we meet Jake and Kelly. Kelly's an old friend of his who's on spring break. He's only 17. Which
you know what? I forgot about that.
Yeah, he is, not her.
No, I know that, but like, is he 17? He's not 17 filming this movie, though, right?
No. It
okay,
was just his character was 17.
That's what I thought.
He's supposed to be picking up his sister, Laura, which earlier they said her name, and I thought they said Bora, and I was like, wow, they fucking hate her naming her that.
She was the accident.
Yeah. But she meets this girl. I didn't get the Wild Wild Girls' names. But he's like, I like your boobies.
It's Paula and Crystal.
I thought Paula was the other chick.
Paula was the main one. Like one that's that Well, the brown head one.
I thought Paula was the girl.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, you're right. It's Kelly. My bad.
No, Kelly's the friend.
Kelly. So is it Danny? Dude, what the fuck? Why they look kind of the same? Let me see. I think, okay, so it is Danny then. Because Crystal and Danny are credited next to each other. There's just no pictures from the movie.
Yeah,
because
I know
so.
Paula was the girl that went into the exhibition to go explore the cave.
Yes. Okay, so
that
is
Paula.
Paula
and Sam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's Danny.
Yeah, so she's like, oh, I like your boobies or whatever. And then she's like, well, I like your horn. And then Jake picks her up. And then we meet Derek, who's the Wow Wow director.
Yeah, he's like if Derek from Scream 2 didn't grow up and then like didn't get a job where he majored and like just became a porn director.
Well, he died, so this is his heaven.
Yeah, that's true. That's what he wanted. This is right. What he wanted.
I do. It's funny because I forgot it was Derek O'Connell in this movie. And I was like, oh, wow, they even named him Derek, too.
Yeah.
Scream is still fresh on my mind. Yeah. So,
like, I was laughing because like I was like, oh, my God, it's so weird seeing him here. And
so
we kept
joking. Too.
Well, my thing is, like, he looks older because there's so many young people in this movie. And I feel like it makes him look even older.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole time, I'm, like, calling him Derek, thinking of Scream 2, because I'm like, oh, whatever his name is. And then I look it up, and it's fucking Derek, and I just started laughing. I'm like, it's so funny.
Yeah, it's just spelled differently. That's all he did. So, yeah, then Jake's mom interrupts. So, Jake is at home, and he's watching the Wow Wow girls on the internet, and his mom just walks in. And I'm like, motherfucker, she saw what you were doing. She didn't say nothing. Because he turned that off so slow. And then why is your computer facing to the door? That
Bro,
is the worst mistake you can make.
I know. Okay, quick story time. Have you ever gotten caught?
Nope.
Ooh.
Not
I was
by my
almost
parents.
Caught. I was almost caught. So, confession time. When I was younger, I used to watch, like, I would wait the middle of the night to watch a fucking, Girls Gone Wild fucking commercials. Remember those? Mm-hmm. Those are crazy. That was on TV.
I will never forget those.
Mm-hmm. Bro, I would be like, poo, 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 poo. Like, as soon as it would come on. But I remember one time I had a little laptop and I would, like, type, you know, watch porn, like, in the middle of the night. And I'm like, put it on my stomach or whatever, and I'm watching, bro. And my mom, like I hear her walking, and she just slams the door open, and I fucking slam the laptop and put the blanket over me, and then she's like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Nothing." And she's like, "Let me see." I'm like, "No, mom, no." I was so scared.
Oh, that's so funny.
And like the thing is that like I was like I thought about it. I was like, why the fuck was she like she I feel like she would know, but she knew after I was like, no, please. And then she's like, I'm gonna just get out then.
That's what you should do.
Yeah.
I never got caught, thank God. I used to lock my door too. Cause my mom was very
I wasn't allowed to
knock knock open.
Oh
no. Yeah. I had to.
I couldn't lock my door. I was not allowed to.
I mean, if I locked it, of course, I'd have to open it right away, which I would have. I would, but no, I wasn't risking nothing. I used to sneak guys in, too. Sorry, Ooh. Mom. So, like, I was like, I'm not getting caught today.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. I snuck Frankie in when we first started dating.
Oh, really?
Like, that was our first sleepover, yeah. Like, I'm not about to get caught here. No, hell no.
That's so risky. Oh, my God, dude.
Thank God she doesn't listen.
I've never snuck into someone's house, like, you know, like to like hook up or anything. Like I had someone that was like, oh, you can do it. My mom's at the fucking, she's sick. And I'm like, she's like, she doesn't get off the bed. So whatever. I was like, I'm good. that weirdly feels immoral like, to do.
That's my mom wasn't sick. She was just asleep. Or not paying attention to what the fuck I was. You know what happens is that I was the good child. So they didn't pay attention to me. I was the good child. While my sister, the rebellious one, were always on top of her. So it's like it got all the attention off of me. So girl, I was to get away with a lot of stuff.
God bless your sister.
Yeah. Thank you, Carla, for all the stuff that I got away with and you didn't.
Oh my god, I can't.
But yeah, she's just like, he has to babysit his brother and sister tomorrow. But yeah. Then Derek had invited him to go on the boat to show him around because he's a sand rat, which is, I guess, what they call the town people. Mm-hmm. And then he says, yeah, I'll watch him, whatever. So she leaves. I think it's really funny how she interrupts him twice. I wish she would have interrupted him one more time and say, I know what you're doing.
That would be
been
funny.
Really, that would have been a really funny gag, but
yeah.
She didn't. And then he has his headphones unplugged at the second time, and you can hear it. And it's like, motherfucker.
That's so true. Know what you I do. Didn't think about that.
Right. So, yeah, then we have Julie at night investigating the pier with Deputy Fallon, who he was in the Dawn of the Dead remake, right?
I think it was him.
That's him, right?
I think. Love him. Yeah, no, he's awesome. He's in a ton of stuff that we've seen. He's in Pulp Fiction, obviously, Mission Impossible. Yeah. Dawn of the Dead, is he in Dawn of the Dead?
The Zack Snyder one.
Yeah. Ugh.
Is that him?
I don't know. There's so he's in a lot of fucking
shit. Yeah, he's in a lot of movies.
Shit.
Okay. I think it is him, though.
Oh, yeah, it is him. It is him.
Okay.
Keith. Kenneth.
Kenneth, yeah, I remember that. We did that episode like long ago.
That was our first.
Yeah, but they're investigating the pier because Matt is missing, and I guess the wife called. So they find his boat. She falls in the water, and then Matt's body comes up all eaten. And then this is where I was like, this is very Jaws, because her train of thought is to close down the lake. And then Deputy Fallon's like, no, this is like our busiest week, or our financial week here, which is the same situation in Jaws.
Yep. It's like they can't close the fucking beach. They don't make money.
Right, exactly. Especially for spring break, where in Jaws is the 4th of July weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't do that. So then then we get a random spring breaker jumping off a ledge. I guess he's with no friends. He's by himself because he gets eaten. And we don't see him. Nobody's there, which is like, motherfucker, you need friends. Like, why are you alone?
So I have one thing that I noticed about this movie. For a movie that is so horny from, 2010?
Yeah.
The first nudity we see is a guy's ass.
I know.
I was like, whoa. Okay, I see you.
Yep,
but
nice.
This also led me to a question, because we do see boobs here. What's the difference, if anybody in the comments wants to talk about it or like let us know an answer? What's the difference between tits and boobs? Hey, Bobo.
I don't know.
Like, is boob the whole thing? Like is tit the nip? Or is tit both the nip and the boob?
You sound very straight right now. And you sound like a straight white cis male right now.
No, I'm Puerto Rican.
You're canceled. You are so canceled.
You are so canceled.
And I'm not canceled because I got a cat.
Yeah, look at that. Bobo, I miss you.
But I don't know. I mean, I guess to me is your preference. What do you prefer saying?
Well, I don't know, because it's like, I feel like tit for me, tit is nip for me. And then the boob is like the boob. Like,
okay.
Like, you know?
To me, it's just your preference of what you rather call them.
So if someone has an answer, a doctor.
doctor, can you hear me? But yeah, so then Jake is trying to get out of babysitting. He pays his little brother and sister to stay home.
Yeah.
And of course, they end up not listening, and they end up going on a boat, getting stuck on an island. That's a whole side plot that, you know, we kind of cut back and forth to. But then Julie is taking Novak, Scout, and Paula. They're like the earthquake investigators.
Yeah, they're like nerds.
Seismologists.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I was like, there's a name for them. And they are basically going to see the site of where the earthquake happened. And then Jake arrives at Derek's boat. Then Kev runs into Kelly. Kelly gets invited on the boat with Derek, too. And then she gets on the boat because the guy that she was with, Todd, lied to her about some backstage passes or something. So
she's
literally saved herself.
Oh, yeah. From the massacre. She literally did. This is literally the moment where she did not fuck up.
Right.
So then my question is she with... Is she with Jake?
No, it looks like they were old friends, and it's like it seems that she was in a grade above him. So she went off to college before him, obviously. So that, because she's like, oh, you actually came for spring break from college. So it just seemed that they were old high school friends, but she was older by like a grade or two, maybe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because I was confused. Cause I know he keeps saying she's not my girlfriend because they're going to do a film together.
He might have liked her.
But yeah, that's what I thought.
She's older. She went off to college.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she also seems very nice to him, and like she knows him. And then she even knows his mom. So like,
exactly.
That's what it seemed like. Yeah. So yeah, they take the boat, and then but he's worried about Kelly. He didn't kind of want Kelly to come because, you know, Derek is like kind of,
well, they're filming. They're gonna film
Wild Wild Girls. But they stop at this like very nice little private spot. They're kind of just hanging out. Kelly's on a little rafting, and then fucking the other two girls, they start making out underwater. They're fully nudity here.
In the worst green screen underwater.
That's what that is? I was like, are these girls CGI? Like,
so what I'm assuming they did is that the water's so murky, so they needed like completely clear water. So like,
yeah, because they filmed this lake is beautiful.
Yeah, like, it's like that background. It's like this. It literally looks like this. And then they're like imposed.
And it's gonna end up looking like this.
Yeah, but they're like us right now. They're like literally like floating like this. And bro, you see everything, bro. I was like, Jesus, booby, coochie, booty, like everything. I was like, what the fuck?
Yep. So yeah, they're just hanging out, making out naked. Derek's recording them from an underneath glass.
Yeah, that's kind of sick.
It is, but it doesn't make sense. Because later when they're picking up the kids, they're like pretty much on the shore, and that thing seems deep under the boat.
Oh, so there's way.
There's no way they were gonna be able to. Plot point.
I didn't think about that. That's so true. Mm-hmm. Huh? Because it's true. It's like a little crevice. It's like a little crevice.
Yeah, and it's pretty deep.
Yeah.
So there was no way they were gonna be able to pick up the kids so close to shore. But
that's whatever. True. I didn't think about that. I just thought it looked cool as fuck. But yeah, that's like not good.
I mean, it does. It does. But Jake gets a call from his mom. He lies off to her like, oh, yeah, we're good. We're fine. We're not in the water.
I do have to say one thing when Derek goes, chocha, chocha.
He did? I did not hear that.
He's like filming them and he goes, show me them Danny DeVito's. And then he starts screaming, chocha, chocha. I was dying. That shit is so funny.
Give me a second, because my dog see another dog outside.
Oh, that's fine.
You know the anxious one.
I got Charlie, you.
Hold on. I also love how there's like this angelic music playing while they're underwater. Like,
oh, yeah. It's just artistic. Like opera music the whole time.
Right. But then after Jake gets the call from his mom, he goes outside and Kelly's not on the tube anymore. So he goes in the water trying to find her. It's like, oh, did she die or not? What happened to her? And she was already on the boat. Whatever.
Yeah.
This is when the kids are stuck on the island. The little one, Laura, she gets her foot stabbed.
She gets cut.
She gets cut with a piece of glass and almost get a piranha on her leg. And then we cut to Julie, who's exploring with Novak, Paula, and Sam, who they're going to explore the cave. So they go exploring the cave. They get under there, and then he gets in there, and then he doesn't notice it, but we notice it, that there's a whole bunch of just eggs just there, not laid yet or not hatched yet.
And this reminds me a lot of Aliens or Alien, whichever, because it's like with all the little eggs from all the facehuggers.
Yeah.
It kind of gave me the same vibes. And he's fucked, let's just say that, because one little one wakes up. Yeah, one of them wakes up, and then they all fucking wake up.
Yep, and he gets eaten. Paula gets eaten. Novak tries to save them, but he can't. He gets bitten in some spots. Then they head back to then they head back to the fucking to the town, and then they go see Mr. Goodman, who is this guy from Back to the Future.
Yeah.
And he's super impressed because there's a piranha prehistoric. But there's a line here that has to be a reference to Lake Placid, which I thought it was very funny that if it's in the same universe, because the wife, I didn't catch her name, but the lady that's with him, she goes, oh, this is like the baby alligators in New Jersey that you feed one and then they keep hatching.
Multiplying. Oh.
Multiplying. Which I was like, is that like a thing to Betty White?
Maybe. There might be. That's awesome.
Which I thought it was pretty cool.
Which this movie does feel like it's like kind of like weirdly a love letter to like creature features. Because there's so many references to different creature features, I feel. So I wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's really funny, the alligator line. Because it's just like, I grew up watching Lake Placid. Mm-hmm. So I always remember Betty White always feeding the babies at the end of Lake Placid.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, and then they establish here that the reason they survived all that long under that lake is because they were feeding on each other. Mm-hmm. That's why they have scars and stuff. So then we get this girl parasailing with her boobs out. Derek is trying to record it. He's trying to get his money shot, but he's not even with this girl. This girl's just getting recorded without even her consent.
Yeah. I had a funny moment with this.
Why? Because
I was looking, and I was like, in my head, I said, I've seen those tits before. I've seen those tits before.
The fuck?
Yeah. She's a adult film actress. And I was like, I was literally like, oh, that's her. Because I was like, she kind of looks familiar. And I was like, oh, that's Gianna Michaels.
You see, I can't. You see, I wouldn't be able to recognize women, maybe men, but
He like threw me off. I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
Okay. Well, she's parasailing and she's having the time of her life. These guys are enjoying it because it's just three guys and her on a boat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's flopping everywhere. And then she gets eaten, and then when she gets pulled out of the water, she's just missing, like, her legs.
Which, like, it's so fucking cool, and she's just hanging there.
Dead, yeah. Then the siblings get rescued from Derek's boat, and then Julie is trying to get all the spring breakers out of the water. They don't listen. They fire shots. They're still not listening. More of them jump into the water to piss off the cops. Because their mindset is, if you arrest one of us, you can't arrest all of us.
Yeah, exactly.
But because of that, we have this gigantic massacre that occurs now. Which is fucking is great. It's the best part of the movie.
It makes up for the entire movie, honestly. Mm-hmm. I was so impressed with this entire third act that it was amazing. I'm sure you'll probably get to them. There's one kill specifically that, like, literally I had to rewind because I was like, how the fuck did they do this? This is so impressive.
We can kind of talk about the ones that are kind of stand out. Because we have them pretty much trying to get on all the boats. People are trying to rescue people. They're flipping boats over. The stage on the water flips over. They get in the water.
And it's like, I love that there's so much stakes in this scene because it's not just a piranha. It's like the stage starts falling and it's like they're all going to fucking get electrocuted. Like
that happens. The people running people over with boats, getting their heads squished.
Oh my God. Like, that was so fearful. Like, it scared the shit out of me. Like, that scene where he's like kind of running everyone and everyone's getting cut and like decapitated and shit.
Oh yeah. Then like, there's like that guy, Todd. That's Kelly's friend from earlier. Yeah, he's just running people over with the propeller. But then there's a girl that gets her hair stuck in the propeller. And when he turns it on, it scalps her head off, pretty much. Her skin off her head. It's brutal. I was
like, oh, shit. Yeah, I literally, then, like, dread came to my body. I was like, holy fuck, that's so horrifying.
And then it's in CGI, but they're also showing the piranhas how they're getting all these people, like, literally the meat off their bones, their eyes coming out. Then there's a scene later where they're trying to get people out of the water through the shore, and there's a cop missing a whole leg. It's just a skeleton. There's a girl getting carried, and she just splits in half.
Oh, yeah.
She screams that she's dying.
That one, I was like, what the fuck? Because, okay, this is my theory. I tried looking at behind-the-scenes scenes of footage of this movie, and this is one of the death scenes that they don't show. I think either I have two theories. One is kind of more harder than the other. This one is really difficult, which is like they green screen her legs out and they carried her and then the fake legs are what they pull away.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is replicating the water, like trying to add the water back into the scene is difficult to do. So I don't think this movie would do that. I think they actually used someone that didn't have legs and they green screened her legs off. And then they use that body because it would be floating. It wouldn't be touching the water.
Right.
That's what I think. And this the reaction that I had is so visceral because you see it just carrying and then just splits. Like, yeah. I literally went, like, yeah. It scared the shit out of me.
I think the scary thing is that she screams until she dies.
Yes.
Like, you see her kind of screaming her life away.
It is very graphic, and I was very impressed by it. Like,
yeah. And there's a lot of body gore in this scene. Like, you can see that there's a lot of special effects in this scene. And they did really good with, like, the body gore. Especially in this scene, like, people with, like, half faces and their backs bones. All chewed up. Yeah, it looks really good.
I love the effect with, like the skeleton bones and, like, the muscle just hanging out. I was like, that is so impressive that they did that. Like, I was so impressed. And then
Deputy Fallon being a badass, he grabs a propeller out of a boat and just starts pretty much chainsawing them with the propeller in the water. And the
piranha. Wait, you know what I thought of? He kind of plays the same character in Dawn of the Dead, like the officer.
Yeah, a badass.
Yeah, yeah, he's just a badass. Like, it's like, oh, that's awesome. That's like his thing. Yeah.
And then we don't see him die.
No.
We just see him kind of fall into the water as the piranhas are surrounding him. In the sequel, he is there.
Oh.
And he only has two metal legs.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, and then they kind of, and if I remember, they kind of play off on the same thing happens where he's in the water, but now his legs are metal, so they can't get him.
Oh, that's
and
fucking it's like, cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it the same director?
I'm not sure.
Let me see. It's right here. No, it's not. It's John Golager.
Yeah. The sequel is very, it's way more comedic than this one is. Like,
gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's called 3DD, like double D.
It's
like,
double D, yeah. Daniel Pennebaker's in that one. Yeah. Another remake she did.
Wow.
But then Jay calls his mom because their boat starts to sink because Jerry O'Connell's character, the boat got stuck. He manages to get it out, but then he crashes into some rocks and then the glass underneath the ship or the yacht breaks, so it starts to sink so she did you notice the Jaws shot here when Jake calls Julie? The zoom in, what is it called?
Oh, the vertical effect that's terribly done in this movie.
Yeah, but they're trying to recreate the replicate. One from Jaws with when the guy sees the kid get eaten in the water.
Yeah, I you know what's funny because my girlfriend has been watching a lot of these horror movies now, and that shot happened, and I always go vertical effect when it happens, and I was like, wow, that was really bad, and I showed her like how it's supposed to be done, and she was like, what the fuck happened? Like, they didn't even try.
Yeah. It's
but least they tried. They tried a little bit.
Right. But so then Julie and Mr. Novak head off to rescue the kids. Jerry O'Connell and the blonde, I forgot her name, John.
That was what's her name again? Crystal.
So Crystal and
she's also an adult film actress. I've never seen her work. But I have to do some research. I'm gonna have to do some research.
But she falls in the water with Derek, and she gets eaten, and Derek's just watching it, screaming, and a piranha comes out of her mouth.
Yeah.
Which is fucking cool.
Yeah, that was very impressive.
And then Derek starts getting eaten, and he gets his legs kind of eaten, but they're still there. And then he's like, they pull him out, and they're like, he took my dick. They took my dick.
My dick is gone. My dick.
And then you see the dick kind of floating in the water, and I was like, it's kind of big, I guess.
I know. I was like, that's okay. A big ass dick.
You see, now they're making me like, damn, Sydney, you lost on something good, dude. But but then the piranha swallows it, and I guess it was too big because then it spits it right back out. Ooh. And I was like,
oh, maybe it was like nasty. It was not, because he'd be fucking anything that moves. Oh,
that's true. So, and it was all chewed up and shit.
Also, you saw the really implants funny. From Crystal?
Yes, floating up in the water because they didn't eat it. Yes. I was like, oh my God, they did that.
They really did. They do that. I was cracking up. Like, this movie's so crazy. I love this movie so much, though.
It was great. So then Julie finally arrives. Kelly is stuck underneath, and she can't get out because the piranhas are now inside of where the little room under the yacht is. So she's stuck. Julie shows up. She rescues the kids and the other girl, Danny. She gets eaten as they're crossing from boat to boat on the rope because her hair is loose, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Loose hair. Come on.
I literally was like, why is her hair so fucking close to the water? They jump.
Right. Like, so because of that. Because of that, she gets eaten and deaded.
And those kids, traumatized. They're not the same people anymore.
No, it's they're like not the, it's gonna like grow lady, up like a. It's like the lady from Incredibles. No capes. We're here. No loose hair. No loose hair.
Yeah. It's like in the zombie apocalypse. Cut your hair, girl. That's it. Right. Put it on a bun. Well,
that and like the girl early with the propeller, like loose hair, yeah. Like that.
Oh, you know, that was fucked up too.
I'll stick to my short hair. I'm good. I am good.
Yeah, I'm sorry, ladies, but when the apocalypse happens, y'all need to cut your hair. That's a first move.
Right, because anybody can just grab it.
Yep.
But yeah, she dies. The kids and Julie make it to the other side. Julie almost gets it because she falls in, but then the rope gets stuck on another, like, pole. So yeah. Then Novak's able to, like, drive forward and push pull her up, which was,
smart,
like,
as a motherfucker.
Right, right.
Very impressed by him.
Because when she fell, it kind of scared the piranhas away real quick because of the fall. But, yeah. And then Jake's plan is kind of dumb.
He's a dumbass. He's a fucking idiot. Well, not only that.
Or maybe not the plan, just the plot. Yeah. Of it, because he throws Derek back in the water, who's already half eaten, to distract the piranhas. And the piranhas, for some reason, leave the room where Kelly's at when there's literally someone alive and not eaten right there. I was like, this is just plot, but whatever.
Yeah, it's like, it's just for convenience sake. Like, I understand his thinking. It's just that the situation doesn't work very well. Because it's like, there's so many so far away from where he threw Derek that why would they go over there, you know?
And not only that, it's like, they take... It is, but then in a lot of scenes of this movie, the piranhas eat people in like 10 seconds.
That's true.
He's under there for more than 3 minutes, and they're still eating Derek. Like,
he just has so much muscle. He just has so much muscle, bro.
I guess, bro. But then also, like, and then later in the Spring Break Massacre, there's people still in the water, not even getting eaten anymore. It's like they stopped eating.
Yeah, they got full.
I guess, but anyways. Jake's plan is to blow up the boat, rescue Kelly. So he distracts the piranhas by throwing Derek's body in the water. He goes the other way, goes inside, gets her. Turns on the fucking gas tanks.
He's also wasting a lot of damn time, too. Because it's
right.
Like...
Right. He's moving really slow.
He's like, oh, hey, baby. Oh, and they hug. Oh, I'm going to save you. I missed you. Like, and I'm like, do this afterwards when you survive.
But it's like, motherfucker, there's literally piranhas out there. Like, whatever.
So he turns on the propane tanks. Right. And then he grabs a flare.
And attaches it to the... walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
He's outside. He tells his mom to pull in 10 seconds, and then the boat's not turning on, and the piranhas are getting closer to them. And I like this scene. It's kind of tense. But, like, then they manage to get out. Everything explodes. Like, we, you know, his plan worked. His plan that in real life would not have worked.
No. Worked. And also, I love that, like, the piranhas that were chasing them also just died. Did you notice that?
With the sonic boom thing?
Yeah, they just went... I was like, what?
You know, no. You know what it looked like? It looked like the water got super hot and they got cooked as the thing followed them. Because they kind of sizzled. They went...
And they got sushi. They got sushi now.
Right. So, yeah, they managed to kill all of them. You see off from afar, they're all floating dead on the water. And then they get a call from Carl, Mr. Goodman. Yeah. And he says, oh, this piranha that you guys brought me doesn't even have its reproductive organs yet.
Yeah.
Meaning that it's just a baby. So then Novak's like, well, where's the parents? And as he says that, he gets fucking taken from a big one.
Yeah.
Which was the final shot of the movie. And that is
one last scare.
Right. That was Piranha.
Did you see the end credit scene?
No.
So it's not really an end credit scene, but like as soon as the letters go all the way down, or the words, there's a skull that like floats down.
Oh, like that's what that is? Skull.
That's literally all it is.
Okay, yeah. I read about it, but I tried looking for it, but I'm like, I don't see a scene.
I guess it's
just that. Okay.
It's so fast, too. It's literally so terribly like, it just goes down. That's it.
Okay. Well, cool. Yeah. It should have been a penis, but whatever.
That would have been good. The penis. Oh, that's so true. All right, so that's the movie.
That is Piranha, 3D.
3D. Woo! Honestly, this is the perfect movie to watch with your friends. I think this is like, because it's also like the gore is cool. It's funny. And if you like boobs, if you're a cis straight male like myself, apparently, then you're, you know, you're gonna love this movie.
This is the perfect Netflix and chill movie.
You know what?
You need a lot of noise. You need a lot of noise in the background or something. And then if you trying to, you know, get it on or something, you got a lot of boobies to look at.
But it also it could also backfire, because imagine, like, if you're a woman, right, and you're going to a guy's house and he puts this movie on, and then he's not hard the entire time, but once the gore starts happening, he starts getting hard. I feel like that's time to run away.
I guess, yeah.
Oh my god. All right, so we do have two reviews that I'm gonna read, because like we do in every movie. Mm-hmm. We have some reviews from Letterboxd, so I'm gonna do my 5-star review. It says, maybe not great art, but supremely entertaining, which completely agree. I was blown away by how entertaining this movie really was.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And then my number one is going to be in Spanish, because I could not. There's so many people taking this movie so damn serious that it annoyed the shit out of me.
Isn't that always the problem?
Yeah, they're always like, this movie was just plain bad. It's like, shut up. Like, go watch your fucking Godfather too, dude. Like, shut up.
Right.
It says, arte, top 3 momentos. Una piraña saliendo de adentro de la boca de alguien. Una piraña.
A piranha coming out of someone's mouth. I got you.
Yep. Una piraña comiendo una verga y después vomitándola.
A piranha eating a dick and then spitting it out. And I can use verga. Use that one.
La sheriff siendo la ex de Homelander.
And the sheriff being the ex, Homelander's ex. So they watched The Boys.
They watched The Boys.
Yeah.
Oh my god. But yeah, it just annoyed me how fucking terrible these fucking reviews, like the negative reviews, were. It's like so dumb.
Yeah, like, this is a movie you can't take serious even if you hate it. Just like, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is. Just enjoy it. Just sit down and, like, not every movie has to be fucking some crazy art piece that, like, makes you think about your life and makes you cry and run away to the beach at 3 a.m.
They literally called the sequel Piranha Double D. Like, you, exactly. How serious can you think these movies are going to be?
It's okay. Is this supposed to be like a sequel to the original ones?
A remake.
Exactly. So it's like, it's 3D. Like, the first movie is just 3D. Like, obviously it doesn't make sense, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a remake. And also, if you look at the poster's a ripoff of Jaws. But like,
Jaws, right?
On purpose, where, like, there's a girl on the top and piranha coming from under. The piranha coming from underneath. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's actually a sick poster. I'm not even going to lie. That actually looks really good. Mm-hmm. But also, it's just, I don't know. Y'all need to have more fun, bro. If this is really how y'all take life, I'm sorry. Oh my god. But what's your favorite kill?
Oh.
This has a lot of good ones. A lot of them are the same.
Yeah. I think the one that is always sticks out to me is the girl getting split in half as she's being carried out. Yep. Her and the girl in the propeller.
Oh, with the hair and the face? Yeah, that was fucked up too. Because that one's so tense. Like, I feel like the tensity of that one is so fucking crazy, because you're like, oh, this bitch gonna die. And she,
And the guy's just an asshole. Like, he doesn't care. He doesn't want to rescue. No, he's running everyone over. Like, he's trying to get to the shore. Which motherfucker, you were fine on a boat. You could have stayed on that boat with your friend. The boat was not sinking.
Ugh, but, so bad. Mm-hmm. No, those are two great ones. I'm gonna have to say this, the split as well, because of just how visceral that reaction I had, because I was not expecting that. It was so good and so really so well gross. Done.
Ugh, and the guy kept walking with the legs, like,
And the scream, her scream, and she kind of just like just dies fades away. Slowly.
Yeah,
so fucked up. It's so fucked. Daddy of the movie,
Deputy Fallon for me.
Yeah, Deputy Fallon was fucking great. Mm-hmm. I loved it. It's just like, he's such a badass, and he's also like, he has like a soft side to him too.
Yeah,
you know, you're like,
he has that deep voice, and then he always has an iconic scene.
Yeah, like with the fucking like propeller as a chainsaw is so fucking cool.
Yep. Even though you see piranhas all around him, but he's just propelling them from one side.
Yeah, he's being he's also being like the straight up hero, bro. Like, so awesome.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I almost said Deputy Hicks, but it's Julie. It's
Hello, Judy.
I loved her, and she's a straight up bad bitch, bro. Like, I was like, wow. Like, she's kind of jacked too. I was like, okay,
yeah,
bro, I
yeah,
see
she
you.
Looks. Mm-hmm. I, it's funny because I thought, oh my god, I forgot it's her. I thought it was some other actress. Who I can't think of. I had her on top of my head, and I forgot about her.
Yeah,
but I forgot it's her, not the lady I was thinking of originally.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Every time I see her, like, I don't even think of The Boys. I love her in The Boys. She's awesome. But it's like, she's from the Karate Kid movie, the original.
Oh.
And it, like, blows my mind that that's her.
I thought it was do you remember The Walking Dead, the blonde lady? That she sleeps with?
Oh, yes. Yes.
I thought it was her.
Yes, I know her. I know her.
I used to think it was her. She's coming to Orlando for one of the conventions soon. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I forgot her name. Mm-hmm. I always thought it was her.
They do kind of look similar.
Mm-hmm. Did you rate this? This is a fine, perfect 3 out of 5 for me. It's like right in the middle for me.
I think, let me see. I think I gave it either a 3.5 or a 3. I think I gave it a straight up 3. I think it's just the perfect movie to just, it's yeah, a straight up 3. I think it's creative, fun, technically impressive, and I think it's just a fun watch that if you want to do something, you can just watch it and put it on and just watch the scenes. And if you want to drink with friends, the perfect movie to do this too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You should have like a drinking game this movie, some type of drinking game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every time you see someone get eaten in half, I think that's a safe one that you won't die.
Yeah. Or titties, like when you see boobies.
I'm impressed with how not that horny this movie really is.
It really isn't. It's just Spring Breakers having fun, and of course, it's like everyone just going wild
and it's everyone like
flashing people. Yeah, it's like
the sex scenes. It's like not even sex scenes. It's like when they're like drinking shots from each other's bodies and stuff. This it doesn't even feel that gruesome.
This is very MTV.
Yes, that's perfect way to explain it. Yes, like MTV Spring Break special, like exactly like that.
The sequel gets kind of more sexual, and
I could tell.
Keep talking about it. There's a scene where like a piranha comes out of the guy's dick.
Oh,
as he's fucking the girl.
Or it comes out of his ass.
Or she gives birth to a piranha and eats his dick as he's fucking her. I forgot how the scene went, but it's something weird like that. They're having sex and the piranha comes out of somebody.
Jesus, I'm gonna have to watch that.
Yeah,
I need to know what the fuck is happening.
It gets bonkers. There's a guy that gets his head chopped off and it lands on some girl's boobs and she motorboats him as she's screaming with his head severed head. It's really
it's way more comedic.
Wanted to come. Yeah, they fucking notched it up with the comedy. It's really fucking
gotcha.
But yeah, that was Piranha.
That's it. So, wow. What a ride. I enjoyed it. But unfortunately, like Carlos said at the beginning of the episode, we're going to be in a hiatus for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and post some TikToks and stuff. So, but there's so many episodes that you guys could watch. So, but we'll be back soon.
I don't know what movie we're doing when we come back. But when we come back, it'll be Jonathan and I in the same room. Yeah, so it'll be fun. So, yeah, just join us then. And for now, have a safe and happy 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I hope y'all enjoy this episode. Make sure to check out our merch down below. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. And leave us a comment. And go check out
all the social medias, too.
Mm-hmm. Check out our YouTube channel. And remember,
stay spooky, stay sexy, and show me them titties.
Okay. See you in your dreams.
Poor daddy.
Bye, guys.
Bye.